Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
My topic today, husbands' love for their wives, will be very difficult for me, although through the years I have spoken on the topic many times. Today will be different because I have just recently lost my wife to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Molly and I have been married more than 53 years. Giving her up has been by far the most difficult event in my life. I never dreamed I could hurt so much. But maybe I have a message for the husbands in my audience that will stimulate them to be more loving husbands. If I could speak to every husband in the world, I would say to them, not only should you love your wife as you love your own body, Ephesians 5:28, but you must tell her every day how much you love her. I have many regrets for inappropriate words, for not always understanding her wants and needs, and for being away sometimes when I could have avoided it. But there is one area where I have no regrets. I never fail to tell Marty every day how much I loved her. In addition, I tried to show her how much I loved her. I really think she believed that. I'm not trying to convince you that Molly had a perfect husband. There are no such creatures. But she was so easy to love. Telling her was not hard to do. I had preached on this topic hundreds of times. I tried to live what I had preached, although I'm sure I often missed the mark. Paul commanded the Colossians, "Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them." Colossians 3:19. The tense of the verb demands, keep on loving your wives. It is not enough to tell her of your love on the honeymoon or during the early years of your marriage. Keep on telling her as long as you both shall live. The day may come when she will no longer be with you. You do not want to live with the fact that you were not so loving as you should have been, or you did not tell her of your love. I need to ask everyone in my audience a very pertinent question. What does loving a wife entail? I have spoken of the need to tell your wife of your love. As important as that is, it is not adequate. Does loving a wife require the husband to provide for a wife to the best of his ability? A man who does not take care of his own, especially those of his own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. 1 Timothy 5:8. Does loving a wife mean meeting her sexual needs? Tragically, our society almost always equates love with sex. But there are men who engage in sex with their wives who care nothing about them. Have you thought about applying the golden rule to your relationship to your wife? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. What changes would take place in American marriages if every husband always treated his wife as he wants to be treated and the wife reciprocated? Do you think a wife would want to divorce a man who always treated her as he wants to be treated? The passages I shall read to you apply far beyond the husband-wife relationship, but I am asking you to apply them to your attitude toward your mate. Let love be without dissimulation or hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Romans 12:9 and 10. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. Look not every man on his own welfare, but also on the welfare of others. Philippians 2:4. Paul commanded husbands not to be bitter against their wives. Actually, the tense of the verb says, stop being bitter, or do not get in the habit of being bitter. We have no way of knowing exactly what Paul had in mind when he urged husbands not to be bitter against their wives, but we know how it applies in many situations. Thank you, and may God bless you.